Just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, so we learned this sugya really it's in dritten mal yivamas dafei nazar daf memalef, and now again nazar daf nun ches, which discusses the drushes of roishay and skanay as it relates to the mitzayir. Now, one of the things that's very, very clear, and it was really the last line, it was the postscript of the sugya, is that there's an anomaly in the parasha of the mitzayir that you don't have in other parashas in the Torah. Ordinarily, whenever there's a face-off between a lois aseh v'aseh, so the rule is, aseh is doicha lois aseh. But aseh is not doicha lois aseh v'aseh. Mitzayir is the exception. By mitzayir, you find that aseh is doicha lois aseh, and you find that aseh is doicha lois aseh v'aseh as well. Where do you find that? You find it twice. You find say that asay of tiglachas mitzayra is doicha the lois nasay vasay of the nazar. So if someone's a nazar mitzayra, even though there's a loisay of tala yavar arosha and there's an asay of kodesh yigadol pera, but the asay of tiglachas mitzayra is going to be doicha both of them. Additionally, you find it if someone was a koyin mitzayra, he would have the asay of tiglachas even to cut off the hair on his beard, which for a koyin, different than a yisrael, involves say a lois asay and an asay upaskan loy galecho and kedosh yilekechem, and you see that it's doicha the lois nasay vasay. So the bottom line is that you have two makayras say regarding the mitzayra. Nazir say regarding the Mitzayir Koyen, this anomaly, this chiddush that I say is doicha lois aseh v'aseh. Now, what's the pshat? The Gemara said the pshat. The Gemara said because say the lois aseh v'aseh of Nazir and say the lois aseh v'aseh of the Koyen are unique. Meaning, the reason that I say Mitzayir is doicha, the lois aseh v'aseh in these two parishes, is not because of the groiskeit of the aseh Mitzayir, although I am Berishayna. But the reason is Poshin in the Gemara based on a klishus of the Isurei Nazir and the Isurei Kuhuna. What's the klishus of the Isurei Nazir? Yeshnoi B'Sheila. What's the klishus of the Isurei Koyin? Einoi Shavu B'Kol. Or the way the Rishonim say, it's not so much the Isur Koyin that's Einoi Shavu B'Kol, but it's the fact that the Isur Ashchas Zokin of the Koyin is only to get a man, not a woman, and as a result, what emerges is that it's a lav she Einoi Shavu B'Kol. Which brings us back to a Rambam that we spoke about. Well, we learned Daf Mem Aleph. I think it's kedai to speak of that again because now that we learned this Gemara, it's in Tzveitim Mal here in Masechtas Nazir, the Kasha on the Rambam just jumps so much off the page. And that is, so the Rambam is discussing the Nazir Mitzayir, exactly how he goes ahead and he does this thing. Says the Rambam, I have a problem. I don't understand how the Nazir Mitzayir could do a Teglachas. For Kate said, who mutev it Teglachas Mitzvah? How is it, Shayach? What's the problem? Nazir shenitzara v'nirba mitzarate b'toychem ein aziris hareza migaleach kol sar. Shnarei teglachto im mitzvah sase, sheneba b'mitzayir v'gilach es kol sar. V'chom mokoim sh'ata moitze yasei v'loi sase, im yochel ata l'kayim v'shnei mutav. V'im lav, yove yasei v'yitcha es loi sase. It says the Rambam, how could a nazir that's a mitzayir do is teglachas a mitzayir? Isn't it going to be over the iser of tala yavra roishay? So the Rambam, it's not a problem because we have a rule. I say is always doicha leis. So it's for that reason it's going to be good here too. Freit the Rambam about kasha. Vale nazi shegilach b'mein Israel. A nazi that does a teglachas b'mein Israel over a leis asay v'asay. He's not only over a leis asay. He's over an asay as well. Shenema kodesh yigadol peres haroishay. U'bichol mokim says the Rambam. Throughout Shas, in asay doicha es lois asay vasay shakamoisoy. And if that's the case, v'loma doicha asay shal teglachas ha nega l'nezirusoy. So how could this person go ahead and do the teglachas? Isn't it a lois asay vasay? Meaning the Rambam learned all these sugyas. He knows that the asay of teglachas is doicha the isurei nezirus. But the Rambam says, I don't understand how it works. What happened to the halacha that asay is not doicha lois asay vasay? Zok the Rambam ataritz. The reason is b'pnei shekvar nitma ha-nazim etzaras. Because we're dealing with a nazim etzar, which means he's tome. V'imechi lutai, while a nazir is a mitzayir. Again, we learned these Gemaras better since the last time we saw this Rambam, so it's good to speak it out again. While he's b'imechi lutai, ain oilun loy. At that point, his naziris is put on hold. So he's in the last parak. K'moy shebi yarnu, right? V'arei ain oi kodesh behen. Being that his naziris is on hold, it means he's not a kodesh at that time. If he's not a kodesh, zok the Rambam, u'botel ha'asei me'elof. So me'elof, there's no asei. V'loi nishur el alois asei. All he has is the lois asei. Shu'utar lo yavar ha'roshoi. If all it is a lois asei. V'lofichach ba'asei shol teglachas ha'tzaraz v'docha ha'asei. So zok the Rambam, how is it possible that the teglachas mitzayir is going to be doicha lois asei of Nazir? Ay, isn't there a lois asei v'asei? Zok the Rambam, no. If you learn the sugi of Nazir mitzayir, k'maisha b'yarnu, won't be so shver. Because the Nazir mitzayir doesn't count his Naziris during Yemei Chilutai, which means he's not a Kaddish at that time. And if that's the case, there's no asay of kodesh year. And therefore, and asay is always doichalos. The Ravid, Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rambam just gave us a beautiful shtickle there. But it's mamish kinegan mefurish gemaras. It's mefurish gemaras. Now the Ravid quotes the Gemara Yevamas Daf. Hey, we can quote the sugya of today's daf. Nasa daf nun ches. The Gemara gave a different reason. The Gemara said that the reason that asay of the glachas matzor is doichalos asay of the asay of nazar is shekain yesh nei b'sheila. And the reason you can't learn from it to call it terukula is shekain yesh nei b'sheila. And this would seem to be from the shverster Rambam's imaginable. It's kineged two mefurish sugyas and shas. Yevamas Daf. Hey, nasa daf nun ches. Where it's very clear that the reason that Asayev Teglachas is Doicha, the Lois of Asayev Nazi is because of Yeshna Veshela. What was bothering the Rambam with what seems to be Mefurish Gemara is that the Rambam felt that he had to come on to his own Shtekel Torah and Le'idach Gisa from the fact that the Gemara didn't say what the Rambam said. It's almost mashma, not like the Rambam Shtekel Torah. This is a very, very shver Rambam. So we mentioned at the time there's a Mahalach from Reb Chaim and Stenslach where Reb Chaim said, Dvorim, Nefloim, to be miyash of this Rambam. But the Mahalach that we did speak out was the Abnei Maluim. I just think it's kedai to speak it out again, very, very quickly, because again, it jumps off today's daf, right? This Rambam has a different ponim after today's daf. And I think the Abnei Maluim does a little bit as well. The Abnei Maluim said that it could be, the Rambam held, that the Svar of the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei, and the Svar of the Gemara in Nazar Nun Ches, where the Gemara said that the Yisurei Nazar are Yeshnon B'Sheila, is could be not such a davar pashut. And the Rambam held that is really totally in a much broader question. How broad? The broadest of broad. Could have been literally the Hakdama to Masechtas Nedarim and to Masechtas Nazir for sure. And that is how exactly you understand the Yisur and Nazir. So again, we went through it a little bit more by Riches then. But in short, there's a big shail in the Achroinim, the Yisur and Naziris, the Tarla Yavar al Roshoi, the Isser of Miyayim V'Sheikha Yazir, the Isser that says, Akon Nefesh Meis L'Yavi, all those Yisurim that the Torah speaks at as it relates to the Yisurim Naziris. What is the gather of the Yisurim Naziris? Are these Yisurim Cheftza? Are there Yisurim Gavra? Or maybe they're Yisurim Atayr? What does this mean? The parish of Naziris is a parish of Nedarim. Isha Yisha Kiyafli Lindar Nedar Nazal Hazal Hashem. Makshin Darm Naziris for Naziris Ladarim. But as we've seen, it's even more than just a Hekish. It's a parish of Afla. You have Sheila, you have Afar, you have all these different halachs. So it's really, it's a sifkot in the world of Nedarim. Issa Nedar, someone says Koinim Basra Zeolai, so we know is Issa Chefza. So it'd be mokum to say that all these Suri Naziris are Issa Chefza. Yayin is the easiest one to visualize, as if to say that Yayin is also to the Nazir, like Koinim Basar Alay is also to the person that makes an Neder. Another way you can hear it is Isser Gav. The Gemara says in the Dharm that Bezam and Bez, what's the difference between a Neder and a Shvua? Neder is a Chavtza, Shvua is a Gav. The Shvua is Chal on the person. The person is the Chavtza when it comes to the Shvua. So you can hear the Naziris works the same way, that the Gavra now has an Isna Gavra, similar to Shvuah, again, just like Naziris is similar to Ned, it's also similar to Shvuah because they're all similar to each other. And as a result, there's this man-made Isser, which is Issa Gavra. Inami, the third side, which is the most novel, and that is the whole Neder of Naziris is tapping into a parsha. It's opting in to a parsha in the Torah called the parsha of the Nazir. But as it relates to the Yisurim are not Neder the Yisurim, they're not Naziris the Yisurim, they're regular Yisurei Torah. And just like every Yisur in the Torah is Yisurei Torah, the Yisurei Nazir are also Yisurei Torah. Now, the Yisurei Nazir are unique, that they're Yisurei Torah that are Negeya only certain people. It's Negeya the Nazir. Okay, but it's no different than the Yisurei Kahuna, for example, which are Yisurei Torah. They're not Yisur Neder and Shvuah. That has nothing to do with a Kayin. Yet, they're only Negeya certain people. They're only Negeya the Kayin. So, as it relates to understanding Pashat the Kishkes of the Yisurei Naziris, you can hear that these are Nedarim the Shvuah Degi Yisurim. Chavtza, Gavra, Marketisle. Or could we know they're regularly Yisurei Torah as it relates to the Etzem Isser? Zokta Avni Maluim, an oymek. He says, this that the Gemara said, that the Yisurei Naziris, Ayeshna B'Sheila, only is mistaber if you hold, that the Etzem Isser of Naziris is a Neder de Gesartis, or Shvu, where the Isser is a man-made Isser. And being that I could be Shoyul then on the Naziris, which means I'm being Shoyul on not just what underpins the Isser, but the Isser itself. So I can hear that would be deemed a kula klishos in the Isser, Yeshna B'Sheila. If, however, you hold that the Isser and Naziris are not Isser Neder, but rather Isser and Naziris are Isser Torah, The Torah's Isser is not Yeshna V'Sheila. I can be Shoyal on the Isser. I can be Shoyal on my Zach. Lo Yachal Dvaroi. Aval Acherim Moichal Unloi. I can only be Shoyal on what I made. So Vosinagei Mich, then I can be Shoyal. So if I made the Isser, then the Sheila talks to the Isser. But if I made the Naziris and then the Torah gave me the Isser, I can't be Shoyal on the Isser. Now, you're right, I can be Shoyal on the Naziris and Nafal Abinyan. But the point is, the Isser itself has no Klishos in it. There's no Yeshna V'Sheila on the Etzem Isser. So Zoch the Avni Maluhan, that this that the Gemara said in Yival Mestafei, and this that the Gemara said in Nazan Nun Ches, that the Yisurin is Yerus HaYesh Nebesheila, L'chur is totally in this grace of Shaila. And it's taking on the tzad that the way you look at Yisurin is Yerus, is this a neder shvuah. But if you look at them as Yisurin Torah, then it's partial says that Avni Maluhan, there'd be no Svar HaYesh Nebesheila. Avni Maluhan says that the emes is that there was another kasha, he said, that was bothering me very much in the Sugi of Nazar, Daf Nun Ches on the base. The Gemara said that the Isser of Hashchos Zakin is a lav shein shava bakoil, as opposed to the Isser Nazir, that's a lav that's shava bakoil. And the emes is, he said, why is it so posher to the Gemara that the Isser Nazir is a lav shava bakoil? Right, in the cheshbonis of the Gemara, I can't learn koyin from Nazir, I can't learn Nazir from koyin. That's the last leg of the sugya. I can't learn from Kayin, because Kayin, or Hashchas Zakin, is Eina Shavu Bakal, as opposed to Nazir, which is Shavu Bakal. Nazir has a Kula, because it's Yeshna V'Shel. Why is it so poshut that the Yisurei Nazir is an Isser that's Shavu Bakal? How's it Shavu Bakal? Who has the Isser? Who has the Isser? Only a Nazir has the Isser. So if only a Nazir has the Isser, why is it so poshut to the Gemara? I could hear very stark, said the Avni Meluim, that the Yisurei Nazir should also be Eina Shavu Bakal. The teretz has to be, because any person can make that iser. And being that any person can make that iser, so memel of the iser is shava bakal. But that's all good if the chefts of the iser is in iser neder. So any person could say, koine basu ze olai. So that would make the iser shava bakal. But if the way you deher, it's the same oimik, it's the avni melom l'shitasi, the way he's dehering this. And that is that the isurim are really isurei Torah. I just opt into the Isurei Torah. The Isur Torah was given to who? It's partially only given to a Nazir. So I have to say Areni Nazir, and then I'm going to get it. In that case, the Isur would be really Eina Shavu Bakal. So he says it's the Gemara here in Nazir Nun Ches on the Beis L'Shitasai, that the Gemara holds that the Isurei Nazir are Yeshna B'Sheila. If it's Yeshna B'Sheila, so you say Meres, that the Etzim Isur are Isurei Nedav Shvuah. If that's the case, it's also Shavu Bakal. But it'd be a whole nother Mahalach how you can hear this whole Indian, says Damni Maluan. And that is that really the Yisurei Neder are Yisurei Torah, like the Marit comes out in his famous tshuva. And if it's Yisurei Torah, it comes out really it's less Nebesheila. And if it's less Nebesheila, what would also emerge is, could be that it would be a lav in a Shavu Bakal. But the bottom line is, says the Avni Maluhan, once we say that the Gemara Yuvam Estafei and the Gemara Nazir Nun Ches are really totally in this Chakira Hayudua, so now there's Makim Rei between the Yashiv of the Rambam. And you can say that the Rambam had Rayas, not like this tzad, as it relates to understanding the Isur and Naziris, and therefore the Rambam knew these Gemaras, but he held that these Gemaras were Shleir, Libet the Hilchasa. What would have been the Rambam's Raya? So again, Tein Lachachim Yech Gemari, that Shaz Shuv Sam Nimulum and Simcha Beis. His Ikar Raya is actually from Shleisha Minim. It's from that Sugya, that Mamalef, that Membeis, that we learned together last time. But the bottom line is, the Rambam held that it's really totally in Sugyas, and because it's totally in Sugyas, since for that reason he held this was an Akasha. I just want to end with one final Ara, and that is, so the last Perek we learned, Perek Kohen Gadol, began with a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir that were walking together, and they found a Beis Mitzvah. Now, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame to a mace, even to a Karev. A Nazir is not allowed to be metame to a mace, even to a Karev. However, we darshin, la'aviv v'ena metame, la'achiv v'ena metame, metame to a mace mitzvah. Side the Kohen Gadol and side the Nazir are both allowed to be metame to a mace mitzvah. And the Mishnah discussed what happens if a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir were walking together. Hoyu mehalchim baderech, umatzu mace mitzvah. So one of them is going to have to be metame, but they don't both have to. The question is, what's the lesser of the two evils? Would we prefer that the Kohen Gadol be the one to be metame, or would we prefer that the Nazir be the one to be metama? Machloik is replacing the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim who say, Yetamin Nazir. It's better that the Nazir be metama. Why? She'en k'dushasai k'dushasaylam. His k'dusha is not k'dushasaylam. Va'al yetami koyin, as opposed to the koyin, she k'dushasai k'dushasaylam. So we prefer that the Nazir, whose k'dusha is not k'dushasaylam, be metama, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, whose k'dusha is k'dushasaylam. Incidentally, parenthetically, Tais asks Akasha, we spoke this Tais said at the time, that is that true? Every Nazir's k'dusha is not k'dushasaylam. What about a Nazir oylam? So Tais says in one line, va'filu omar Nazir oylam, yikomokim stam naziris avishloishim ya. Meaning it's true. There is a Nazir who's Kedushas Kedushas Oilam, but not every Nazir is Kedushas Oilam. I was thinking, Lefum Riata, that maybe according to this Rambam in the end of Perek Zayin Hilchas Naziris, where the Rambam says if a Nazir becomes a Metzayra, he loses his Kedushas Naziris. Einoi Kadosh Bahen, Ubatala Asei Me'elav, that it's Shayach for a Nazir, even a Nazir Oilam. A Nazir Oilam is not allowed to be Metama, Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Metama. But that's a whole different sugya. He has no problem anyway. He's not the Nazir of that Mishnah, because a Nazir Shimshon L'Katchila could be Metama. So we're talking about a Nazir that can't be Metama. Every single Nazir that can't be Metama is Ein Kedushas Kedushas Oilam, because something can happen. He can become a Metzayra. And because he can become a Metzayra, at that point he won't be Kaddish. No such thing that the Kohen Gadol is not Kaddish right now. As opposed to the Nazir, if he became a Metzayra, so does Abriya, as Amitzias in the Welt. Maybe it's a Shulchan Makar to the Rambam, that a Shaykh for a person cannot be a Kaddish. But the bottom line is that's the Halach, and that's what the Rambam paskins. That Kohen Gadol and Nazir, they're walking together, let the Nazir be Metama, She'en Kedushas Kedushas Oilam, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, She'en Kedushas Kedushas Oilam. Mechas Chinuch, in a few places, he brings a kasha from the Sha'ar HaMelech, that the Sha'ar HaMelech asks, he says, we know that the Rambam says, we spoke about this Rambam, the Beis HaLevi Simen Yud Zayin a few times, that a Nazir, who's Metama to a mace, he's over four lava. He's over the two Isurei Nazir that talk about a Nazir not being able to be Metama. He's also over Lo Yachal Devorai, and he's also over the Lav of Baal Ta'acha. But a Nazir that's Metama to a mace is over four Lavin. A Kohen Gadol that's Metama to a mace is over one Lav. It's a freak, the Sha'ar HaMelech, that what's the Shaila? I don't understand. Why should the Nazir be the one be Metama, not the Kohen Gadol? Wouldn't it make sense to be just the opposite? Let the Kohen Gadol be Metama. He's only going to be over one Lo Yisaseh, as opposed to the Nazir, who's going to be over four Lo Yisaseh. Zok the Sha'ar HaMelech, L'chayre, this should be Tali in the famous Shaila of the Rishonim and then the Masechtas Yuma, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Lekach Toiv, Roiva Kamos versus Roiva Echos. Why? Because the Gemara gave a Svara, a real Svara, why we think the Nazir should be the one that's Metama. His Kedush in Echos is less. In Kedushas and Kedushas Olam. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, his Kedush is more, his Kedush is Kedushas Olam. Thus, he's in Echos, the Kohen Gadol is more. Or in Kamos, for sure, the Naz is more. He's over four Lavin, as opposed to one Lav. So, Zok the Sha'ar HaMelech, that Bishloim, if you hold Reva Echos over Reva Kamos, Bishloim, if you hold them, when it comes to those Sugis, you look at the Echos, you don't look at the Kamos, I understand. But this Rishonim, that hold, that you always look at Kamos versus Echos. Mashallah, Chilosh Eish Bei Sakana, where Machil and Isaac Kalakal, there's two choices. You can check an animal on Shabbos, which is Reva Echos, Skila, or you can give a person a Vela, which is Reva Kamos, because even though there's no Skila, it's a regular Loisase, but I'll call Kazayas for Kazayas, there's a Loisase. So, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. So, Freit the Sha'ar HaMelech, according to those Rishonim that hold Reva Echos over Reva Kamos, that it's actually better to just do one Shechita on Shabbos, even though it's more Chamor, than to be over Kamalavin. So, why is it Yetam and Nazir? It should be Yetam and Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is only Reva Echos, as opposed to the Nazir, who would be over four Lavin if he was Metamah to a Mace. As I Freit the Sha'ar HaMelech, it's a bomb cash in the Sha'ar HaMelech, says Tzorich Iyun. And if you look in the Sha'ar HaMelech inside, the Tam HaMelech in his Agoyis, right, the grace of Tamra Baruch Yitlis, the Talmud Neid Behuda, he has a whole pilpul, he has a whole Arichas. The Gedoyli Achreinu were very bothered. This is a Veltz Kasha. That why Yitam and Nazir, Val Yitam and Kohen Gadol, according to the Rambam, the Nazir is over four Lavin, Kohen Gadol is over one Lavin. And even if the Kohen Gadol is more Chomer in Echos, Mitzad Kedushas and Kedushas Oilam, but if you hold Reva Kamos, then L'chayra, we should be more sensitive to the four Lavin of the Nazir, not the one more Chomer Degalav of the Kohen Gadol. Zok to Michas Chinuch, and he says this in a few places. He says it's saying when he talks about the Yisurei Nazir, Mitzvah Shinayin Vav, and over there, he refers you to Mitzvah Reishayin Aleph with regards to the Yisurei Kuna. But the bottom line is, Zok to Michas Chinuch, it's a plea to me. I don't understand how the Sha'ar HaMelech was able to buy Tzorichin on a Rambam and because of a Kasha like this. The Pasha has no Havana to me. He says, it's true, the Nos is over four Lavin. But there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei, and there's a Gemara in Nazir Daf Nun Ches that says the Yisurei Nazir Yeshna V'Sheila. And being that the Yisurei Nazir Yeshna V'Sheila, so it comes that all four Yisurim are Yeshna V'Sheila. The two Yisurim of the Nazir, Lo Yachal V'Atach, this is all Yeshna V'Sheila. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, that's Eina V'Sheila. So it's true, it's four Lavin. But the four Lavin themselves are much more klishos to Galavin. And how do I know there's a Svara called Yeshna V'Sheila? Because Aseh is not Doicha Lois Aseh V'Aseh. But when it comes to Nazir, yeah, because it's Yeshna V'Sheila. Since Zok Timich Haschinach, it's a plea to me that the Sha'ar HaMelech like Tzarech Yenon, because of such a kasha, Mamish has no Havana. But the emes is, L'chayr, it's a plea to me, the Mechas Chinuch. The Sha'ar HaMelech was cheshbening in the Rambam, Ayin Sham. And in the Rambam, it's Mefurish, he didn't hold that the Isurei Nazir Ayesh Nabeshayla. How do I know that? Because the Rambam said Mefurish, and then the Perek Zayin of Hilchos Aziris. The Rambam gave a different reason why that Seif Teglachas is Doicha. And Amni Melum already was Masber, is because he held that the Sugya that says that the Isurei Nazir Ayesh Nabeshayla is Nisht Emes. They're not Yesh Nabeshayla. Now, the Emes is the Layachel Devaroi of the Isurei Nazir, and the Baal Ta'achar is Yesh Nabeshayla. But the other two Isurim are not Yesh Nabeshayla. So if you want to be medactic in the Sharam Melech's Lashon, he said, four Isurim, I hear. Oh, but at the end of the day, two of these Isurim are Zicha, not Yesh Nabeshayla. And the Kasha over there was, if you go through the Sharam Melech is a Pirish on the Rambam, and he's being mefalful in the Shitas HaRambam, in the Shitas HaRambam, L'chayra, the Rambam, with Shitasai, Shvet. Meaning, the Sharm Melech's kasha is taka, a rizika kasha. And the tzarchian of the Sharm Melech's a gevaldika kasha, Ramam l'shitase. Ramam l'shitase who holds that the Isurei Nazir are not Yesh Nabeshela. So why is it Yitame Koyin, Val Yitame... Why is that Yitame Nazir, Val Yitame Koyin? L'chayra, the Nazir is over two or four Isurim, and the Ramam doesn't either subscribe to the Sfar of Yesh Nabeshela, or at the very least he holds the Isurei Nazir are not Yesh Nabeshela. And if that's the case, the Ramam l'shitase, l'chayra tzarech.